so that sounds interesting. Although it does sound a little bit more like a summer project, although these things always seem to get dragged out to the point that it's like just about to snow when we end up on a roof working on something. Let's see, up next is ATHDO, and you'll be followed by NKZ. Go ahead, Don.
Thanks, Matt. ACATO, John. Let's see. Well, I finally am having a little more time to get on the radio, mostly doing FCA. Some nice openings over the weekend to Africa. Seeing, well, I don't know if they're openings, really. It's more rare stations in there. Togo, Benin, Angola, Madagascar. Got a couple combination of place and band I've never worked before. We'll see if I can get them confirmed. I'll also thank you for the insight in my electric car charging. I've been trying to figure out, I've got this, I'm not doing fast charging, just a home charger, which you can set the charger to 6, 8, 10, or 12 amps. And I'm finding its efficiency as far as how much battery charge you get for each kilowatt hour you buy is about the same on 8, 10, and 12, but poorer on 6. So I was looking at how boost converters work. They're talking about continuous versus discontinuous conduction mode. So if you let the current in the inductor go to zero, you're in discontinuous mode, and that tends to be less efficient. My hunch is that to not exceed the input current they promise, they're doing that. So that's my guess. Pure speculation. I don't know the internals, but at least now there's a plausible explanation when I didn't have one. That's about it for me, ACATO.